You're listening to the 249th edition of the Bitachon Podcast. We're studying together the Pasuk in Mishlei, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, Perek Gimel Pasuk Hei. Bitachon Hashem b'chol libecha. Trust in Hashem with all of your heart. El binascha al tishayin. Don't lean on your own wisdom, your own intuition. He brings here from the Gra, which, as I've mentioned previously, is the beginning of Darchei Bitachon of the altar of Navardik. He also brings it right at the beginning, so it's a chazara. We're going over this idea. Bitachon Hashem b'chol libecha, ayinu shiyeh libcha shalem b'minas ha-bitachon. V'lebi miksas halev. The Gra instructs us, have your heart all the way in. Have your heart all the way into bitachon. Not partially in. No partial stories when it comes to bitachon. Your heart has to be all in. It's an emotional thing. It has to do with my emotions, my feelings. Don't say, I'm going to trust in Hashem. But look, I still have to do things. I still have to depend on my own wisdom. I still have to... The person has to make his way in life. Don't speak that way. Don't go that way, says the Gra. V'lachein amar she'al tishayin v'afil b'taras m'shenes lo yelach hasich lecha. Don't lean, right? We're going to see later. I don't know if we'll get to it this week, but don't even lean. Leaning, right? Ein lanu amil yishayin ela l'avinu shebashamayim. It's a famous song. We have no one on whom to lean except for Hashem, our Father in heaven, right? But leaning is not the same. If I lean on something, it's not necessarily that I'm putting my full weight on it, right? I'm leaning on it. A meshenes is a walking stick. It's not the same as I'm being carried by somebody. When it comes to my wisdom, don't even lean on it, says the Gra. Don't even lean. Don't even put your faith in your mind, even a little bit. Put your whole heart, all of your emotions, complete faith in Hashem. L'betach b'Hashem b'chol ibecha, rather trust in Hashem with all of your heart. Brings here on the bottom two things. One is from the Maril Diskin, and one is from the Haggah, which is Rav Menachem Mendel Mishklov, the Talmud of the Gra, in explaining what the Gra is talking about. Brings here the Chiddush Maril Diskin, maybe a Me'agra v'Zelishayin. Brings from the Gra, this is what he says. Shakavona libitachon gamar. The idea here is to have complete bitachon. Full on confidence and trust in Hashem. Shein adam lasei shum pa'ula mitzida klal ukala livtach b'Hashem. Don't do anything on your own. You don't have to do any ishtatlus. Contrary to popular belief. Just trust in Hashem. Don't do anything. You don't have to do anything. Like Chizkiah, our sages tell us, what was his battle plan? He davened Hashem. I'm going to sleep. I'm going to sleep now, even though my enemies are surrounding me, and you, Hashem, are going to do that which needs to be done, so that my enemies will fall on their own. That's the Maril Diskin. Okay, obviously this is a very high level, but it's something to shoot for. It's something to know that it's there. We'd like this. We would like this. Then he brings from the Haggah in the Gra. V'zeo k'meshe shamati mishmai. Rav Menachem Mendel Mishklov says, this is what I heard in the name of the Gra. Al mash amru. About that which it says in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Lo yhavu yadi rabbanon ma yehovcha. Pasuk says, hashlech al Hashem yehovcha. Throw your burden onto Hashem. So Chazal didn't know what the word Yahav means. We know what it means, a burden, because we're going to see how they knew it. But Chazal were not sure exactly what this word means. And we'll see what it means that they weren't sure. Ad azo Rabba Bar Barchana v'dori tuna. It's Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the Chavava Beis. It's also in another place, other places. Rabba Bar Barchana was a great sage. And he was carrying a package on his back. He had a heavy load. There was a particular Arab, maybe a donkey driver or a camel driver that was with him. The Arab says to him, take your package and throw it onto my camel. So, Yahavcha is the word that he used, which means your package. And he knew what he was carrying. He was carrying some kind of bag, some kind of suitcase. So we learn from there that the word Yahavcha, Shlach Lashem Yahavcha, you have a heavy burden, you have a heavy suitcase, all your stuff is in there, take it and give it to Hashem. Now, the Gra says, as quoted by Rav Menachem Mendel Mishklov, "Hinei yevshah shlo yavu yadi rabbonav ahu taya yoda." It can't be a Chazal didn't know what the word Yahav means, that it means a package, and that Arab driver knew. Actually, what's going on here is a deeper thing. That Chazal had a question when it comes to bitachon, what is the proper approach when it comes to trusting in Hashem? I trust in, maybe this is one possibility. I trust in my mind, meaning I do things based on my intuition and based on my own understanding. And I trust that Hashem is going to do that which is good for me. Either it will work out or it won't, but it's going to be good. It's going to be right. Oh, shamely shine klalu klalu myself v'sichlei. But the other possibility is, no, I don't do anything. I don't even depend on my own mind at all. I just go, Hashem, whatever you want. Hashem, whatever you want. From beginning to end. I don't even engage my intellect in this whole pursuit. Right, so, and what does it mean? Hashlech al Hashem Yahavcha. Throw onto Hashem your package. What does it mean, throw onto Hashem your package? Does it mean I have a package and I have a way of doing things and I let Hashem be the one who directs it? Or does it mean that I completely give up anything that I think? Right? That's the two understandings of that pasuk. Originally, they thought that a person should certainly, it makes sense, we live in this world, do what you think, and do whatever needs to be done, but also trust in Hashem, trust in the name of Hashem. So the word package, the package or the suitcase that has all my stuff in it, that's not exactly the right word to use. Throw onto Hashem your package. Throw onto Hashem your needs. Let Hashem be in charge of providing you with everything that you need. Throw onto Hashem everything? The whole package? So that was their question in the pasuk. Why does it use that word? One time, they saw this story with Rabbi Bar Chana, that he was carrying this package. Now, Rabbi Bar Chana should have had to pay for the Arab driver, the camel driver, to put his package onto the camel. Usually you have to pay for a service. But that's not what happened in the story. He didn't even have to ask for anything. He didn't ask the guy and he didn't even have to pay. Listen to this. He says to him, take what you need. Take your own money. The money that you think you're going to have to pay. Shkol, take that money. And take your package and put it onto my camel. So, from this story, we see from here that sometimes a person can need something. And usually you have to pay for that service. So, if Hashem determines, and I'm adding here, if I have the proper bitachon, it helps it sway in this direction. But if Hashem determines, I'm not going to even have to pay for the service. The Lachin, just like what happened with this Arab driver, Rabbi Bar Chana had a package, he needed help with it. The Arab driver was the one who even asked him, can I help you with your package? And you don't even need to pay, he said. Okay, I'm getting an indication that there might be a siren in the next few minutes. So I'm going to probably pause the video, but let me just finish what I'm saying here. So, im kein afilu b'ma she'odam tzarech li'tein l'chaveri b'yad ha'dover, im yesh min ha'shamayim z'chaveri yivakesh mimena v'yishayas l'b'chin shayach shaper milas yehavcha. So therefore, it makes sense to use the word, your package, kolaymar, af b'dover she'ata tzarech li'tein z'char ba'adzeh, even something which requires ordinarily that you pay for. Mi'yamin ha'shamayim yivakesh mimcha l'asis l'chazois. Hashem can make it that you're not even going to have to pay. They're going to request from heaven. Someone's going to request to do you a favor without you having to pay. V'havin. And understand this. So it's a powerful and important thing to know about bitachon. That bitachon can be something that's completely, completely disconnected from how I think it should be or any of my own efforts. That's completely possible. And the highest level, very high level, but one that we are to seek, one that we are to try to go after. All right, we're continuing here in my garden because I spent an hour running back and forth into protected areas and then having buzzes again. So I'm back home. And we're going to continue here with Hagoyin Rebbe Elio Meir Bloch, who says like this. He brings a pasuk later on in Mishle, the same perek, V'afafecha yeshiru negdecha. Your eyelids will cause you to be straight in front of you. What does this mean? You have a situation in your life. You don't know what to do. Right? The eyelids, of course, cover your eyes. So they represent the situations in life where we don't know what to do next. Altira milizkar apam enecha. Don't be afraid at this moment to close your eyes. Close your eyes. Right? As long as my eyes are open, it means I'm trying to figure out what to do. Trying to figure out what to do next. Close your eyes. Stop trying to figure out what to do next. Hey, batuach shafapecha yashulach hasaderech. Be assured that your eyelids, as they're closed, will help you go on the straight path. Avim telech batzima seinayim. Even if you're walking along and your eyes are closed. Ki yesh matzave masher ein biyad ha'adam lifsoik. Lemer kach v'kach yesh lilasais. There are times in life where you can't really figure out what to do. It's impossible to figure out what's the right next thing. In those moments, we need to trust in Hashem with all of our heart. So you might ask, well, if I stop depending on my heart, what do I do? What do I do? How do I move forward if I don't know what to do? If I don't depend on my own intellect? And I think that what it's calling us to do, what the pasuk is asking for us to do, and what's implied here is, don't think about it so much. Don't try to figure it out so much. Don't use your intuition so much. Don't use your intellect so much. We think that our intellect and our intuition are that which helps us to figure out what to do. Quiet it all down. Quiet it all down. And now, inside of your heart, there's a voice that's speaking, and it's not your intuition. You know what your intuition sounds like. It might be a feeling. And there's a voice, it's not the voice of your mind. The mind, we know it. It sounds like that's the noisiest part of ourselves. But if we quiet that down, there's a different voice, which we call the Kol D'Mamadaka. That voice that's very, it's almost doesn't move at all. Kol D'Mamadaka means it doesn't move. It's very fine. That's the voice we're looking for. Try to figure out what is Hashem? What is Hashem's will for me in this moment? That's different than what do I think I need to do in this moment? That's different. What do I think Hashem wants me to do in this moment? That's harder to discern. But that's what we're after. That's what we're trying to find. We're trying to figure out, what does Hashem want for me to do in this moment? That's B'tach al Hashem b'chol libecha. Put your whole heart into trusting in Hashem. Trusting Him, I would say, right? Karav Hashem l'chol, karav l'chol Hashem k'ru b'mes. Hashem, when He sees us calling out to Him, if I say, Hashem, please help me know what to do next. Hashem, please help me, guide me to do what's the next thing that You want me to do. I'm going to find a different answer than if I try to think about what I should do. Because I'm getting out of my mind. My mind is my problem. My thoughts, my beliefs, those are often my problem. And of course, when I'm trying to get the das of the Torah, trying to understand Hashem's will more and more, so I more and more am aligning my heart with Hashem. I'm more and more in getting to the will of Hashem. Brings here from the Marsha and Brachas and Daf Hey. B'dachal Hashem b'chol ibecha, Hainu Tfilo, he says, what does it mean to trust in Hashem with all of your heart? It's a reference to prayer. Kamesh Kosov, Eza Yavoida Shibalev. The Gemara, or Kamesh Matzino maybe, the Gemara in Tainus and Daf Bezim et Alf says, what is the Avoida which is in the heart? What is the service of Hashem which we do with our heart? Which is interesting because it's very easy to get lost. Our tefillah, we say the same words over and over again. I don't know if it's referring specifically to the Amida, to the davening that we do from a sitter, or if it just means the regular prayers that we pray to Hashem, the daily prayer, as we're walking through life and we're reminding ourselves that Hashem is in charge. But it's an avoida shebalev. Right? It's something that goes on in my heart. B'tach l'Hashem b'chol libecha. Trust in Hashem with all of your heart. This means daven. What does it mean to daven? We've mentioned this before, and we're going to mention it again. Davening doesn't just mean Hashem give me what I want. It means I recognize that the only one who can get me what I'd rather say the word, what I need, because I don't really know what I need. The only one who can get me what I truly need is Hashem. B'tach el Hashem b'chol ibecha. Tefillah is supposed to remind me that Hashem is the one who's in charge of my life. Hashem is the one who's in charge of my livelihood. Hashem is the one who's in charge of my spiritual success. Hashem is the one who's in charge of everything. All of my family, all of everything that goes on in the world. Every single missile that hits, Hashem is in charge of it. Whether we like the results or we don't. And then the Marsha says, Velbinoscha al tishoin, don't trust your intellect. And brings a pasuk, which is a few psukim later, Rufus tiyeh lisharecha, which means that there's going to be a cure for your innards, actually means your stomach. Right? A person's stomach is the place that he eats. A person can have a stomach ache. If he eats the wrong foods, he can end up with a stomach ache. There is something that cures my stomach ache. There's something that cures me. Cures my problems. What is it? Hu limud haTorah. It's a reference to the Torah, learning of Torah. So it seems to me that what the Marsha is saying is, as we said before, that when I learn Torah, so it straightens my thinking. Velbinoscha al tishayin. Don't trust on your own intellect, right? There's a natural way of thinking. What we call das balabatim. Those who are not learned, those who have not studied, those who have not tried to understand what is the will of Hashem. So they have a certain way of thinking, and that way of thinking is the opposite of Hashem's will. Often. A person needs to strip away the egoic type of thinking. A person needs to strip it away, get rid of it, and then underneath it, the more I align myself with Das Torah, the more I align myself with the will of Hashem, what is Hashem's will for me in this moment? It's only possible to know through the Torah, through my learning. through studying together what we're studying together. It's the only way to know. It's that which cures me of my ills. Cures me, right? The stomach, if we think about it, the stomach is the place on the human body. All of the things that I take into my body, all the food that I eat, gets processed through my stomach. That's what gives me my, it keeps me alive. It sustains me. Whatever I'm eating is sustaining me through my stomach. But what is that which really sustains me? It's the Torah. It's the Das Elikim. The knowledge of Hashem's will. We'll read one more thing here. Maral, from the Maral Nesivas Olam. Amar betach l'Hashem, v'lo amar betach b'Hashem. He points out again what we mentioned last week. We're going to speak about it again. It says, trust to Hashem. It doesn't say trust in Hashem. Ki medaver b'shas maisa. Because it's speaking about at the time of one's actions. It's not giving us a general principle, a general outlook on life, but it's saying at the time when a person is taking action, I'm doing something. Hashem, be with me. I'm inviting Hashem to please help me. My thoughts should be, Hashem is with me. Hashem is guiding me. Hashem, please be with me. It's a type of prayer. It's a prayer in my thoughts. Just like we said before, the tefillah is something that reminds me that it's Hashem who's doing it for me. I need to remind myself when I'm doing anything that it's Hashem who's doing it for me. It doesn't say bitach b'Hashem, trust in Hashem. It says trust to Hashem. Turn your thoughts back to Hashem, like we said last time. It doesn't say trust in Hashem, because that would indicate al sheyasim adam mitchoyin ba yisbarach. That would indicate that a person should place his trust in Hashem. But it's not speaking about, it's just a general thing, a general outlook that a person should have. But the trusting in Hashem as I am taking action, that's a different kind of trusting in Hashem. I need to keep reminding myself. I'm saying a shir, I'm sharing with you words of Torah. Hashem is the one who's helping me. Hashem is speaking through me. Hashem is guiding my thoughts. El Hashem, Rat Salamer, Kibishas, as I am working, as I'm putting in efforts, Hashem, please help me. Help me succeed in the efforts that I'm doing. When I trust in Hashem and not in my own wisdom, the result is that Hashem fulfills my wishes. Hashem fulfills, answers my requests. That is the direct result of me turning constantly as I'm doing things to Hashem and recognizing that it's Him who's doing it. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again next time.